For just the second time since GM built a plant in Spring Hill 30 years ago, the automaker is hiring locally. The company has the potential for thousands of openings with two new vehicles to build. The fate of the Spring Hill plant has been in some doubt since the vehicle assembly lines were idled in 2009. Four-cylinder engines have continued to be produced, and the plant has been a secondary site to build the Chevy Traverse and Equinox. But now the plant, which in sheer size is GM's largest in North America, has been assigned to build a Cadillac SUV and another soon-to-be-named vehicle. Spokesperson Christy Bergstrom says it's the dawn of a new era.
These are going to be core products built at the Spring Hill plant. We're going to be the ones primarily responsible for them. So that's a huge vote of confidence. And at least to the local community, I think that should reinforce that we're here to stay. We're back.
The Spring Hill facility has done some local hiring here and there, but many employees are still the ones who moved from other plants. This week, GM issues an open call for applications. The pay range depends entirely on the outcome of negotiations currently underway with the UAW. The union has been trying to raise the hourly rates for new hires, which was slashed during the company's bankruptcy. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.